God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Amen. Last week we began to talk about the continuation of the tithe, the principle of tithe. Okay, the principle of tithe. Not the principle of tithing, but the principle of tithe. The word tithe. I will come to tithing. Because you need to establish the principle first, which is embedded in the Word of God, before you can now commission people by the Word of God to tithe. Amen. So, I've been talking about the tithe. Now, and when we talk about that, we talked about the fundamental account. We talked about the definitions of tithings, of offerings, and other principles. From there, we moved into the holiness of tithe. That which is rendered holy unto God. And then we gave you a lot of understanding in the book of Luke that mammon means money. And so for money to be able to be sanctified, the perfect portion which is dedicated unto God must be given to God, and the rest is holy. Otherwise, you see that you receive your own income, all right, and then you take one and the rest is gone, and you can't understand. You can't account for that. I know that many of you had lived that kind of life. You had experienced that kind of life before. Where you take one money, you don't know the rest, where it go, it went. It's like it's finished. And if you want to go back and calculate, everything will be pepper, if you like check it. Yet you feel that somebody has cheated you. That means that your money did not multiply because it was not rendered holy for you as a holy person to use. Because you have been set apart as a child of God, you are holy unto God. And everything about you is holy. And the Bible says, give me the tenth part into the storehouse that there will be meat. He made the reason. The reason is that there will be food in my house. So the tithe is not for building the church. He said, so that there will be food in my house. And then afterwards, you try me in this. That means, in this, what you are doing, that I will not open the windows, not doors, windows of heaven unto you. And pour you out a blessing. Check it. He didn't say the blessing or blessings. He said a blessing. That there will not be room enough to receive. God grants favor, and you begin to buy lands. You can't store the land in your home. You begin to be a transport manager. You can't park buses in your home, planes in your home. When you become an addicted tither, that's what the Bible says. So we began to check those things in the Bible, and then we read Jesus' own account. That money itself is unholy. Money itself is unholy. Because money itself is mammon. And there is a spirit that controls money, which is called what? Mammon. The spirit of mammon. And God has compared himself with what? Mammon. Now remember that God doesn't compare himself with the devil. God compares himself with the spirit of this world. The flesh, which is the spirit of this world. And the money of this world, which is the power of this world, is money. So the money of this world is called mammon. So the spirit of the world has its own money, and that money is called mammon. That is his power. That is his financial power, his faith power. Everybody in the world believes in money, period, that's it. But we, our purchasing power is faith. So I told you about that. So for money to be rendered holy in your bosom, in your account, and multiply, it has the part God has requested must be believed and given to God. He said, bring me tenth to the priest and try me afterwards, that if I will not open the windows. So a child of God who is praying for, Father, I pray in Jesus' name, give me money, money will not come. After doing what God said to do, declare and call for money like we have done, it will come. That's what the Bible says. And so in order for you to understand and drop all the misconceptions about this topic, I started from the biblical account, from the foundational account. And I made you aware that when Abraham was paying tithe, number one, how did he know to pay tithe? And number two, who collected the tithe of Abraham? It was Melchizedek. Who was he? He was a priest. From where? Heaven. Didn't we have any priest on the earth at the time to collect the tithe from Abraham? At that time, God had not instituted the priesthood. But Abraham was made a prophet. Who would the prophet pay his tithe to? High priest. From where? Heaven. And he came purposely for the tithe of Abraham. And you think God is not serious to send a whole man? Now, how many years have you been a born-again Christian? And you have sought and prayed earnestly that you will be taken to heaven for a tour. And it has not happened. Do you think that somebody, how many years have you prayed for angels and you have not seen one? You think it's an easy thing for a priest to appear in his form and shape to a man and even transact with you, take tithe from you and give you bread and wine? It must be the foundation of faith. Sometimes everybody needs to be a scholar. It's good to be a scholar. But it is nonsense to be a scholar and refuse the grace of God. Because you'll be scholar, and then you'll be scored. A degree and a master degree and a PhD degree is not equal to finances, money. I mean, I have people here who are defending their PhDs. When I call one to ask him right now, has the government or institutions written to you that the moment you are conferred upon, the certificate of finances will be given to you? From there, when you go to any shop, just mention and take your certificate. I'm a PhD holder. You will be given bread and wine, milk. Right? The way they will bind you hand and foot and throw you onto one garbage. It doesn't work like that. Therefore, in the church, we need to study in God's way how finances multiply. How finances multiply. Yesterday, one of my sons, actually my daughter said, somebody was asking, where do you go to church? I'll go to church at Worldwide Web. He said, which church? The church. He goes, that church that you people are under a tent, but you park us all over the street up to the place. Hey, you people. And I told her that it's a blessing. That is the description. I said, that is what? Okay, good. Abraham lived under tent, but he prospered. Do you know something? Do you know? I don't want, sometimes because I'm on everywhere in Wedgie, I don't want to say some things. But I've gone with Apostle to Accra. Okay? And another man of God, and like we have gone there before even the the land committee and the building committee will know it. We have gone ahead by the faith of God in us to acquire. Not one, not two, not three, not four. We are negotiating for a huge land. And I went to the house and I was still contemplating it's too small. That the 12, I want 21. I'm telling you, because when I close my eye and I open, I am seeing the things, I'm seeing that the whole place is choked. Now, and I asked the apostle, that asked the architect, how many, because I saw that more than 10,000 of our people own cars. Where would they park them? And they told me yesterday that you have to tell them that the people who started with you in the mission, everybody should leave their car home and then take a bus to the church. Who will agree? If you agree, lift up your hands. Let me see. Because from church, they want to walk to KFC and make some... No. It's too... Maybe World Trade Center. Ghana has a World Trade Center. Do you know the place? And go and relax there and eat. Amen. Praise God. I have not gone there before. Try and go there. Amen. You want to sit somewhere and relax. Maybe with your wife. With your beloved. And tell her the plans you have. That today when we went to church, I was decreeing some things. Our wedding will be from Tabruta. Are you hearing me, somebody? So we need to discuss these things. The economy of Ghana is breaking. No jobs for the youth. We rise up to the occasion and say, wow, it's an opportunity for us. Where are the business guys among us? Sit down, plan, draw bigger companies that will employ thousands of youth. Go for the data from the government. How many of the people are you not able to employ? I am absorbing all of them. Amen. In return, I want electricity to be built in my village. In return, I want this to go here. I want this road to be done asphaltic to my house. It will be done. Because the government can do it. But you can't. That is the level I want this church to get to in the next year and two. Are you by us? Do you believe? Can I hear a louder celebration? I want you to get to a point. I know you have established some companies, but the people, I want thousands or hundreds of thousands. I want to come to your company and I see lunchtime, 12 o'clock, and the workers are going on break to eat in the canteen. And the canteen is like a stadium field. That's what I want to see. Are you hearing me? Are you a designer, seamstress, whatever you design? Clothing. I want you to do your clothing, African wares, state of the art, silk, whatever. Get the fabrics as high quality as possible. Export them. Let it be an occasion that they are celebrating something in US, Europe, everywhere, China, and they are wearing your design. That's what I want. I'm tired of all the cheese. The Dicci, Odicci, Onicci, Gucci, Versace. Oh, I'm tired of that. I want your own. For Kumensa Fabrics. Please, are you hearing me? Now, the necessary finances to enter into that dimension. That favor has been imported from heaven for you. It's granted. When God sees that you are actually thinking about solving a problem in society, He grants you the grace to do it. But when He grants you the grace, you must surround yourself with like minds. Not people who always put you that you can't do it, you can't do it. Leave that place. Anytime you're telling somebody about something, say you can ask for this or you can't do it. What? Unfriend the person. He's not godly. He's limiting God. I I said, it's what? Some few years back, when the Lord told me, go and start the ministry here. People advised me, people are experienced. They said, we are experienced. They are telling you, Accra is not easy. Stay here like that and prosper. Or go to Canada there, stay there with your brother and prosper. Do the ministry. I said, no. What God told me is what I'm doing. The reason is that if you, that you are a man, is telling me to take your experience, then I will put down your experience and take God's experience. Because God is experienced in ministry than anybody. Jesus came to the earth to do ministry. Didn't he come to the earth to do ministry? He's experienced than anybody. At least if I see Paul, he's experienced than you, I will take it. He said, why? He said, the grounds are hard. And the people there, they will just, they will not allow you. I said, listen. Go and try if you fit. I said, I'm not going to fit. I'm going to establish. I'm going to be established. Then I went on a 40-day journey to ask the Lord about the dimensions of this land in the spirit. God showed me all of that. And that's all. So I started not with church ministry. He told me what to do. I did it. So Jonah Notchi Ministries raised partners and started teaching. Because that is what I have. Until 2016, when he told me that now you can plant the church, which is the worldwide word. I had it long time ago. From 2009, he gave me the name. So worldwide word is in Canada. Worldwide word center will be US. Worldwide center will be in the Caribbean. Worldwide center will be in China, whether they like it or not. I sit here, I understand the dynamics of every nation, every land. When your root, you know, the Lord says, sit here, let me get your root deeply rooted. Then it is this, from this year is when I'm launching. Because when your root is done, the branches start growing. If I want to cut you off your branch, me, branch, I'm deep rooted. Where my nourishment is coming from is so rooted to the soul, the very soul. Do you know the pillars of the earth? That's where my root is coming from. God himself told me, I planted you as a cedar of Lebanon in my own court. Go to his court and uproot me. It's not possible. I wanted to be established like that in the court of God. Why? I went to heaven. I went before the foundation of the earth and I saw you there with God. Your root is with him. You cannot be uprooted by anybody. That is the court of God. Are you hearing me, somebody? Shut up. Your business will thrive. Your business will multiply. Your business will expand. I see people who are establishing restaurants from Ghana here to America, to Europe, to Canada, to Asia. Can you receive right now? All the wealth has come here. Amen. Think like that. Talk like that. Behave like that and walk like that because you are like that. I see it. That's what I see in the spirit. But you see, oh, the Bible says we understand that by faith all the worlds were framed by the word of the Lord, including the visible world and the invisible world. They were framed by the word of the Lord. So angels need the word of God to what? To survive. That's what the Bible says, so that the manifold wisdom and the mysteries might be made known to the principalities and powers by the church. So the church makes the mysteries of God known to the principalities and powers. They are spirit, but they don't know why they are waiting for the work. The entire creation, including angels, spiritual beings, waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. Sons of God who are raised. Sons are raised. Sons are raised. You are being raised to function like Christ Jesus. So you have to understand what tithing is about. Because he says, I will open to you the windows. I believe this is directly linked to fulfillment of the agenda of God in your life on the earth realm. Why? Because everything you do in the earth realm, in fulfillment of God's purpose, you will need finances. But God says, I do not require dirty money, so I want to render your money holy. And so bring me the tenth part, or the first fruit, and let me render the rest holy. If the first part is holy, The lamp is also what? Holy. Then you can eat in the comfort of your house and prosper. That's what the Bible says. So any child of God says, I'm not doing it, you don't understand. The Bible says that those who are of faith, those who are the sons of God, okay, those who are of faith are blessed with believing with Abraham. Are blessed with believing Abraham. Those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. That's what the Bible says. So you confess that Abraham is, I'm Abraham's seed. Jesus is the seed of Abraham. And so you are in Jesus. That's why you are Abraham's seed. If you are not in Jesus, you don't qualify to be Abraham's seed. Because Abraham's seed is Judah. And so Jesus came out of Judah. And you have been adopted into Judah. So you are a member of Judah. Even though you are a Gentile person, you are a Gentile church, you are a member now in Judah. You are no more longer a Gentile. But what? Judah. But we just recognize where you came from. Period. So you are of the tribe of Judah. You are an Israelite spiritually. The Bible says they are not physical Israel who are Israelites, but the seed is the one that accounts for them. So if you want to be an Israelite, you receive Jesus, then you become an Israelite. That's what the Bible preaches. Now, Abraham paid tithe, you are his seed. Listen, you don't want to do anything, that is why you are doing that. So tithe is not because God wants to prosper. No, tithe is even for the priest and the people working in the house of God. For you as a son takes care of the servant with your tithe. He said, bring all the tithe into the storehouse, a place where food is stored. So that there will be food in my house. And prove me now. That's what he said. And it's a prophecy from Malachi. Malachi prophesied the book of Malachi chapter 1 up to chapter 4. It's a prophecy for the dispensation to come. The guy prophesied and about 500, 600 years later, Jesus appeared. He told them about the covenant messenger who is coming. The messenger of the covenant. When he comes, he shall be like a refiner's fire, a fuller's soup. He shall judge sorcerers. He shall judge perjurers. He shall judge witch exploiters. That is what wage earners exploiters. People earn wages. The one who is exploited, he shall judge them. That's Jesus. You believe in that. He prophesied about John the Baptist. He will come and prepare the way of the Lord. He prophesied. That one you believe, but when he prophesied about that, he said, that one is not part of me. That is what the Bible says. So we have to go into the biblical account. Now, from the biblical account, we needed to go and understand tithing under the dispensation of the law. So we gave the foundational account too. Then under the law is what last week we got. Tithing under the law. And I told you that we are just supposed to know, but not supposed to practice exactly the tithe they did under the law. The tithing they practice under the law is quite different from what Malachi prophesied. I'm going to be showing you all of that. It's quite different, yes. It's different. I'm sure you have never seen anybody teach tithe like this. It's quite different. Now let's see under the law. Remember, before the law came, tithe had already been established with Abraham. I gave you the fundamentals, our fathers. There was no record in the Bible of Isaac even engaging God in that regard. Because Abraham established it. The tithe, with the covenant of tithe with Melchizedek, with God through Melchizedek. Why? Because Abraham's son is the Lord Jesus who had become the high priest. So if God is establishing tithing principle with Abraham, he needed a high priest from heaven who is in the order of Jesus to come for the tithe of Abraham, because Abraham's son is Jesus of the lineage of the earth. As far as the earth is concerned, Jesus is the son of Abraham. You believe that Jesus is the son of God, true, who came from heaven. But in the earth realm, he was adopted. God gave his son to Abraham to give birth to the earth. So Mary and Joseph are of the seed of what? Abraham. They are from Judah. And they gave birth to Jesus. So that is what made Jesus to come from what? Judah. That's what the Bible says. You can't dispute about it. You can't throw it off. So Jesus was born. Bethlehem. Ephrathah. And that is the reason why I told you that Ephrathah When we talk about Ephrata, when the book of 1 Samuel records that Samuel is an Ephratite, I say it is wrong. He's an Ephraimite, not Ephratite, because Ephratite is in what? It's in Judah. So you want to bring someone to Judah. It makes the whole concept of the word of God wrong. So if you understand the fundamental, you'll be able to understand Revelation. You'll be able to see the printing mistakes in the word of God. So when you check the original Bibles in the original printing, you see that it is Ephraimite. But when you buy Bible from these backgrounds, amen, amen, it was printed from somewhere, you know, Jamestown area there. There are a lot of things. Big farm. They printed it. Yes, Bible, how much? 10 cities. You know that it will be Ephratite, not Ephraimite. And that's what you are reading. You don't even know it. But when I'm teaching, say, hey, it's not like that. This man doesn't know what he's talking about. Share. God, that body, his notice. Now, hear this word. So you can understand. Abraham was a prophet. He paid tithe. No prophet, no priest has any excuse not to pay tithe. I'm going to reveal a lot of things for you. In fact, that's why many of them envy people. It is, well, listen, the blessing of God is not about even the numbers. It's not numbers that blesses people, or no. Sometimes you can see, numbers, but the people are very broke. I've seen a church, they have a lot, hundreds of thousands of people, but the people are poor, the church itself is poor. If you see them come and say, I'm using phone. What type of phone? Samsung A something. Not even the A20 something that has come, the A, like 4 years ago one. So the people, like your face, your one of your chin is bent on one side like that. So when people are saying, this woman on TV, is like, you know, on TV, it's like there's something wrong with her. There's nothing wrong with you. It's the phone that has conditioned your face like that. Amen. Now you see the camera on you, it's 4K. Amen. The whole nation, we don't even accept 4K. We have not been upgraded. We have not upgraded. We are far behind 50 years ago. If still, media houses are taking 720 production, not even 1080 HD. Abba, we are far behind. The one is too sharp, we can't contain it. There are machines that have come. Oh my God. You wonder how I know all these things. Thank you, Lord. Shatalaba. I'm telling you. You know, the people of the world, sometimes they think that the church people are dumb. We are not dumb. We are the one managing bigger estates. Amen. That's why they are fighting us. The church is too much. Now, when we are too blessed, so what? Are we stealing your money? Sometimes they are fighting on radio. Hey. Have I come to request money from you? No. The company your sister is working is even ours. You don't know it. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. That is why I'm challenging you to do that. Expand capacity. Don't fear. The fear to Christians is unreal. What is real to you is what? Faith. Faith. I decree your faith is high in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. So therefore, tithe under the law is on this wise. Last week, I remember telling you that the second year of Exodus, Moses informed the people of Israelite that they would have to be given the tenth part of their seed crops, their fruit trees, and every tenth of their animals to the new tabernacle that was established. These instructions were God's command and not from Moses himself. It was not a mere suggestion or or something like that. And it was not because it was the best practice. No. It was instructions and it required obedience on their part. They did not have to feel inspired by any word because they were just told, bring it by force, whether you like it or not. Anyone who shall not do it shall be cut off from his people. That was the law. Grace is not like that. Grace must be taught you. You must have faith in it, believe it, and do it of your own accord so that you receive more grace. Period. Under the dispensation of grace, you are not told, bring it by force. No. And tithe is not a carnal way of worship. Where we say, all the tithes, bring your tithe in front. Stand here. Close your eyes. All of you start praying and we emotional prayer. Father, we pray, ask your tithe so that it will compel others to give tithe. Tithe is not given, it is paid. It's like a tax system. That is why it is paid to the priest so that they take care of the people working in the house of God. That is what it is. We must not hide from it. It is not used for structures. Period. Otherwise, the church will not come into the level of the blessing God has ordained. I want to show you. Now, look at the number of years, few years he has taken you. Compare yourself with your colleagues. You will know what I'm talking about. If you have been obedient to the word. Except you are not. You can't sit under this great unction of teaching and not prosper with the word. No. It's only goats whose shepherd will tell them to pass here. Goats will never pass here. Have you seen goats? They have their own way. When they are coming from the sheepfold, among the sheepfold, the sheep will be together, even they are thousands together. Only the goat, they will stand there a little, try to fight themselves a little, poop a little, plenty, mess up the whole place, and then away to the bush. They will never follow the shepherd to go into a greener pasture. Some hard grounds is where they will be going. How many years ago? Goat's character. Sheep don't go from house to house. You see goat from house to house. Stop one, they will come there. Beat them 3 times, they will come there. So in a church, you can be a goat. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. Are you a sheep of Jesus? As for me, I am. When I hear his voice, I follow. So the voice of the Lord is the teaching of his word. You can't hear the voice of the Lord and go otherwise. No. It's not possible. So tithing under the law is on this wise. Let's read the book of Leviticus, chapter number 27, from the verse number 30 to 34. So the people under the law did not have to feel inspired. They didn't have to fully understand tithing. It was just commandment under the law. Do it. And anyone who shall not do this shall be cut off. That was the commandment and instructions of the law. So, they needed to be made aware of the tithe. That's all. God says we should pay tithe. So, the tithe of your crop seed, the tithe of your sheep, your flock, everything paid. 10%. Period. And bring it and line up to the priest. They will take it and bless you. They were not bringing tithe to the sanctuary. No. There was no specific offering basket there in the sanctuary that collected tithe. No. The bronze altar was not for collection of tithe. The tithe were channeled to the priest's home. Into my house. My storehouse. The storehouse is where the priest lives. Bring all the tithe into the storehouse that there will be meat in my house. The people have been ordained as priests, netherlands, servants in the church. They are the ones who are supposed to take tithe and chop. The Levite, the Bible says they have been given the temple. Portions have been divided to them to clean it and to what? To keep it. So the tithe comes to the Levite and they in turn took a matter of it and went to their heads, the priests, Aaron and his sons, and paid it to them. So they too, they collected tithe and paid tithe of them. And the Bible says, then you can eat the rest with your family and prosper. For it is your portion for the service of the temple. it is your portion for the service of the temple. That's why if you are really called as a man of God permanently, you can prosper holistically when you don't dedicate your time to the Lord in the service of God. Even if you are working in other fields, you still should dedicate time for the working of the Lord. It's your service. And you need to be a tither yourself. Now, let me read the law, a bit of it. Apostle, let's go there.
Leviticus chapter 27, from verse 30 through 34.
Voila.
And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree.
Please hear the word. Oh. And all the tithe of the land, of the seed of the land, whether of the seed of the land
or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's.
Or of the fruit of the tree. That means the seed is the beginning. That means when harvest comes and you separate your seed, which you are going to plant on the land, you must partite it. This is under the law, please. I'm teaching you under the law. It's not in the gospel. And it is not in the prophets like that. The prophets who prophesy in our dispensation. So this was under the law. So somebody took a loan as a seed capital to start a business. This particular scripture applied to that. Scriptures that you have not read, I'm reading with you. Apostle, read on. Start it again.
And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's.
Yes.
It is holy to the Lord.
It is
holy.
It is what? Holy to the Lord. Your money, the Bible says it is holy. That portion which is tenth is holy to the Lord. If you eat it, you have eaten holy thing. You have defiled the temple of God. And God says, if anybody destroys my temple, I will destroy the person. So your finances are crumbling because of that. The devourer is devouring your finances, your business, because you are a Christian, but you have refused to adhere to the principle of God. Now let's go up to the way to 34. Let's go to up to the way to 34. From here to the all the way to 34. Let's go there.
If a man wants at all to redeem any of his tithes.
If a man wants to redeem, maybe you farm and then you are a farmer of maize. When you harvest your maize, God expects you to bring the tenth of the maize. Don't go and bring tenth of somebody's corn, somebody's wheat. Your maize, tenth of it must come. Because he doesn't practice mixed seeds. So, you bring what you have done. So if you have businesses, business A, business B, business C, you bring the tithe of business A, business B, business C to the Lord. You say, when I pay the tithe of the first one, the pastors will know I'm paying my tithe. It's not the pastors to know. It's for God to keep records. The pastors, unless they are prophet and God shows them, even if they are prophet, it doesn't mean they will see your tithe. Unless God shows them, they will not know. Unless the Lord shows them, they will not know. Now let's go ahead.
If a man wants at all to redeem any of his tithes,
yes,
he shall add one fifth to it.
He shall add one fifth of the amount to it. Please, are you hearing me? One what? Fifth of the amount or the thing he wanted to redeem to it. So maybe I got 10 bags of maize and I want to give all to God. But where I live is far to the church, to the priest house. So I will redeem it with silver coins at the time. So when I redeem it, it means that because I'm redeeming, I'll pay the redeeming fee and bring it to the priest at the time. Today, everybody works. You work in a farm. Even if you work in a farm, you'll be paid what? Cash. So when you are bringing it, you work as electronic. So electronic tithe. You work as what? Electrician. It's an electrician tithe. You work as a priest. It's a priest tithe. You work as a farmer. It's a farmer's tithe. That is how it is today, because today the medium of instruction is no longer goods and services and that have power. No. Rather, we have money to chase goods and services. At that time, they didn't have it. It was a barter trade kind of. So you have salt. I bring one bag of maize. You bring one bag of what? Salt. Now we have grown. When we were growing up, I could see how salt was sold. Salt. Bone shaker. They had heaped salt in bone shaker. He moved from community to community, house to house. So, and then there was a bell. Rang, 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 rang. You know, like your break time in your, you know, salt, please. And people would just bring their, you know, their barrels and all that. And then they, I'm buying two olonka. They olonka, yeah. And that's what they, to me too, super. Because a guka mucho. What dia macho? That's what your mother used to buy, amen? Amen? Ah, who knows about it?
Apostle, don't worry. I'll teach you about it. Amen. Man to Sabbath. Let's go ahead.
Ah, you can't bring this to rich church now. They will not permit you. Let's go ahead.
Verse 32.
Yes.
And concerning the tithe of the head or the flock,
yes,
of whatever passes under the rod, the tenth one shall be holy to the Lord.
Whatever income the head of the flock gets, whatever passes under his rod, the rod is what the staff that he holds, he held. The staff that he holds, whatever passes under, every business he transacts there, they shall be tenth holy to the Lord, by force, under the law. This is Leviticus, where laws were being what? Shown. Now, let's go ahead up to the 34. Let's read it.
He shall not inquire whether it is good or bad, nor shall he exchange it. And if he exchanges it at all, then both it and the one exchanged for it shall be holy. It
so,
shall not.
When this was the tithe, bring this one as it is. If you want to exchange it, that is the reason why when you take your income, your salary, take your tithe before you start spending the rest. Take your income before you start spending the rest. Otherwise, the one that you exchange with, both that one, maybe you spent it and later you want to refund it. The one you are refunding with and the one that was supposed to be the original, together, add them together and bring it aside to God. Under the law. You dare not disobey. Because when you disobey, you appear before the tabernacle and fire from heaven. And you are foaming. Then Moses comes and says, oh, take him outside the camp and bury him. That was what was happening. God, that he could not entertain disobedience. But under grace, you are supposed to be taught. Understand it. Believe it. And do it. If you don't believe it, the blessing of it will not come. It doesn't mean you are not a child of God. But when God is discussing his windows, please don't go there to pray about windows. The angels of that side will afflict you. If somebody is stealing your money, don't ask God. Because he said, I will rebuke the devourer for you. You have told him, I don't want you to be rebuking the devourer for me. I will handle the devourer myself. So I will not do under your word about tithe. So when devourer is devouring your finances, don't tell him. When the more you tell him, the more the angels will make you poor. Because you are disobedient to his word. That's why people are struggling with finance. The more they pray, the more they struggle more. Huh? Who has seen it before? Lift up your hands, I will show you. You have seen that the more you pray, finances, the more brokenness you are. Because why? You have heard the word of God, but you have made it the point that your heart is as hard as iron. I will not do it. The promise was, try me in this, if I will not open the windows of heaven. One. And I will call you a blessing. And then he says, your fruit shall not be cast before their time. That means your harvest will not be small. You will receive harvest as a child of God, all right, but it will be small. Scanty. That means you will not be able to be a millionaire. But you will not be able to establish businesses and all that. You establish business, it will collapse. Why? Because the devourer has a time of visiting. That is why many people, entrepreneurs in this country, they spoke against God concerning tithe. They told some of us who paid tithe that we are fools. Today we are standing. Today they are no more. Why? Because they mocked the word. Devourers came and devoured their business. And God is in the business of raising devourers for you. They are recalcitrant people. Then you are going to Israel. Israel, that is not the place Jesus is sitting. He is in your heart. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Obedience first before sacrifice. Now I'm teaching you what works. Thank you, Lord. They mocked us. Today we stand. They were divided. They fell. We don't pray and rejoice in their falling. No. So that they will be brought back to repentance, to the knowledge of the truth. And they will begin to do it. If they do it faithfully, God will give them, like Job, restore them 100-fold harvest. So that they can testify that, beloved, I was a recalcitrant believer, but today, I changed my mind. God has blessed me. I release blessing upon somebody here. Somebody at the sound of my voice is blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Then under the law, they were just told to recognize God's command, period. Nobody's going to, you know, there was no room for any pampering at that time. You read the law, you see that it is strict. Do it, leave it, and die. Simple. That was what the law was about. Period. So much so that the priest's sons, who were also priests, sanctified and consecrated, died when they offered the same censer, not different censer, with fire. God calls it profane. Because the activities that they were involved in before handing the censer made the fire profane to God. So you don't offer profane fire to the Lord. I give God praise for your life. Apostle, finish it for me.
He shall not inquire whether it is good or bad, nor shall he exchange it. And if he exchanges it at all, then both it and the exchanged one, and the one exchanged for each of you, it shall not be redeemed.
Okay.
These are the commandments which the Lord commanded Moses for the children of Israel on Mount Sinai.
On Mount Sinai, that you know that is the law. Mount Sinai, the law came from that place. Let's go, the establishment of tithe for the Levites. Now, this is what was commanded the whole people of Israel, for the children of Israel, under Sinai. Now we are children of Israel, by faith under grace. On which mountain? The cross mountain. So we are not under this. So there's no barrier, you know, when you want to redeem it, then you do this before you pass here before. That one is God. You want to pay your tithe. Take it, separate it, put it in an envelope, lift it up. Father, I thank you. This is your son. I'm a tither. Thank you for honoring your word. Thank you for giving me the ability to honor your word. I'm a tither. In the name of Jesus, the rest of my money is holy unto you, for I have separated the tithe for my house. Therefore, in Jesus' name, I attract the word of God, the word of blessings for my life, for my business, for my home, in Jesus' name. You understand? Windows of heaven are open unto me. I thank you for that. You have poured a blessing for me. In Jesus' name, the devourer is rebuked for my sake. I give you all the praise and glory in the name of Jesus. You come to church, walk to the back, and give your tithe. We don't put symbols anywhere to direct you. If you want to pay your tithe, pass here, pass here, pass here, pass here. When you pass here, you go and meet a priest. A priest will pour oil upon your hand. So those canal things, okay, that we are placed, intentionally placed, priest there. So you say, hey, if you pay your tithe, they will bless you. You know, the prayer we even pray for tithes, you have no idea, we will not come and announce it. It's a clergyhood activity. It's faith thing. Faith is not supposed to be like that. It's every now and then we come and tell you that, oh, we prayed 3 hours for tithes so that it will compel the others to pay. No, I teach the word of God. You all heard it. The ones who do, do. The ones who not do, not do. It is not pampering. I am not the judge. I was sent to preach the word. The one who will judge when we go to the throne will see it. Even if I will be part of the judge, if I don't sit on throne now, I can judge. But when we come there and I'm privileged to sit on one of the small thrones, then you will see how I'll judge you. That's a joke. Amen. But when we are placed there, we will do our work. Amen. Say amen to that, somebody. Somebody, I love you. Hallelujah. Are you there, Apostle? Let's go to the book of tithe, establishment of tithe under the Levites. That Numbers 18:21. The book of Numbers. Numbers. Number 1, number 2, number 3. Numbers. Chapter number 18. The verse number 21. Let's start from there.
Behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tithes in Israel as an inheritance.
The Lord commanded Moses, tell the people of Israel, bring your tithes in the book of Leviticus, chapter number 27, the verse number 30 to 34. But in the book of Numbers, chapter 21, he told them that, I have commanded all the tithes that you are bringing, bring it to the Levites. Please, are you seeing a specific command here? Okay, good. Now let's go ahead.
Behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tithes in Israel.
I have given all the children of what? Levi. All the tithes in Israel. This particular Israel was like the nation Israel. Not just the people, but the nation. Because in Israel, there were people living on the land of Israel who were not Israelites. Now, proceed.
As an inheritance in return for the work which they perform.
As an inheritance for the work which they perform. So it is the inheritance of the Levite at the time under the law. Now let's proceed. Let me show you the truth of the word.
The work of the tabernacle of meeting.
The work of the tabernacle of meeting. So the work of the tabernacle. So anyone who works in the church, and we have given them like a kind of contract, or if they are leaders of the music, the instrumentalists who are permanently working, because every week they are working. You need them in the morning, in the afternoon, in the night. Editors, pastors are working. Other people are employed to work. Secretaries are working. The Bible says it is for them. We don't go anywhere else to get any money for them. That is the place we fetch the money. The clergy who manage that type, the account rests with the clergy. So they have put in it under the care of the administration that manage it for us and pay all our staffers for us. So it is the clergy who do have established the administration to man the whole church. So me as a prophet, I am under the administration of the worldwide word ministry. I can do what I like. There are do's and don'ts in the administration. There's an office they've given me. I can't just go and say, Apostle, today, for 30 days, don't come to work. I'm sitting in your office. No, it will not work. There will be a meeting right now. Why? What have we done? Because they respect me. But they can go into the law and use the law. You can't say that. He's an apostle established by law of the ministry. So you can't do that. There are regulative documents governing his office. There are incentives we are supposed to give him. If you can't give him that incentive, leave him to work. How dare you do that? Amen. Please, are you hearing me? Good. Such is the administration working. There are people who work in the administration who are invisible. You can't see them now. They deal with matters of, you know, higher stuff. There are auditors who audit the ministry. Our ministries have been audited. We have audited accounts since 2017, 2018, 2019. This ministry was started by 2016. From that time, we have audited accounts each year up to now. So you can do what you like. Every gadget the ministry buys is recorded. When it's recorded in heaven, it's recorded here. If you steal it in heaven, your name is put there in the book of life. Welcome, new boss. You store microphone and cable. It's in your name. In heaven, you shall be asked. So when you are handling the things of God in the ministry, know that it is for God. You handle it well. You don't pack it and throw it. God is watching. There are angels who are watching and recording everything. Take it from me. If you believe me as a prophet and I see and I tell you, take this from me. I have prayed for somebody who went to sell something that belonged to a church. And in heaven, his name was recorded as owing a prophet in heaven. And eventually God. So they really, for that reason, they put tag on him that nobody on earth will favor him. That guy had suffered almost 40 years. Nothing to hold on to. His education is useless. Everything is useless. The man that brought him, I prayed with him. I said, the Lord is even telling me, John, shut up. Don't pray for him. Why? The Lord says, he's owing me. What happened? He said, he stole from my house. Where did he steal from? When I asked the guy, I don't remember. Like, I've not stealed anything. I have not even worked in the house of God before. Then the Lord said, prophetic is important. It's essential. John, tap into the prophetic cable of my eyes. See him there now, stealing this thing from the church, the back of the church. And going out because he came, they didn't do church. He still stole it, went to sell it, raised the money, and went to do this with it. This and A. And the guy said, it's true. It's true. The mother said, And they've been going. He said, you are the 36th pastor that you have come to. They've gone to places. You are the only one telling us that he owes God. And you have described it and shown us. You know what? The Lord told me that he should pay 7 times the amount that he stole. Then you can restore him, John. And I thought God would take that money upon his altar. I said, no. Let him go and give to the poor, the needy, the afflicted. And after that, let him raise a seed for any pastor that preaches on the street. When he's done, come. And when you lie about it and you come, I will tell you about it that, my friend, go and do it and come. I'm not the type to come and say, I'm done. If you are done, I'll be praying. Thank you, Lord. You see now, sometimes I don't want to, I say, okay, go. I say, I bless you, go. Because you want to lie to me, so I don't want to talk. Sometimes I'll tell you, you can't mock me. Go and do it well. And come. There was a day, I called somebody some time ago, and I told the person that, I'm seeing the realm of the spirit, I've prayed for you. And I'm seeing the reason why you cannot be sustained is because you have taken what belongs to the church. Not at that time, we didn't even have this worldwide where it was John Anochi Ministries, but the person was a good person, partner, coming to services, programs. And then he says, oh, no, I don't remember. I've not done anything like that. So there was one day, we were at CID. Then I gave the microphone to Mama Elsie, if you remember. And she took the microphone and started Labro Kataba declaring. And said, there are 2 people here. The reason why you cannot receive the anointing that the prophet has declared is because you are owing God. You took money from the church to do something for them and you did not do it and you have spent the money. Unless you go and apologize and pay back 7 times, you cannot be. She didn't even tell the solution. God did not give the solution. She just gave him what the things are. Then when they closed, the people could not approach her. So they waited and they came to look for her. And then they contacted her secretly. You don't want the man to know. Do you know why? Because I pointed to the person direct. That you, this is what I see. The person said, I've not done it. So coming back to me after the prophecy will be difficult. Because me, I will not do it. So he went to the woman. And the woman of God said, as for me, I saw and I spoke. God did not give me the solution. If we want somebody who can do this work, it is the prophet. He is the one who is bringing me up. I've not gotten to the level where I will get prophetic. That because prophetic direction is rest in a very higher realm. I can't do it. I was not spoken to. I have prayed for you. But I was not given. God intentionally did that. And I was there. The person came to apostle. And apologized that. The other person also came to me. And I told him that when he came, the moment he opened the door, they opened the door for him. He knelt down. And trod from that place to my death. I have a power of sin. I say, I know. You have sinned against God. When you are in conflict with God, who is going to sell the thing? This matter, it is not to stand here and say, but come. No! Well, Jim, you are a fool. Oh, Jim, you are owing God. Well, Jim. So when I'm declaring debt cancellation, in my mind, owing God is not part. Go and pay your pledge. Amen. How can I be receiving power from him and canceling his money? Hey, you owe God, pay. That one, there's no other way than to pay. As he said, I hate the pledges of fools who don't pay. So when you pledge to God, nobody will chase you, but you have to pay. He said, I don't remember. Don't you remember your date of birth? You were giving birth since 19 something. You remember your date of birth? Don't you remember? 1 year has never passed without you buying a cake to celebrate. How can you give to God in connection to your blessings and say, I forgot? No. Don't live that life. And I tell you of a truth. If you want to do those things, it must be done with purity of heart. You must feel remorse. It's a restitution issue. So we are not under the law. We are under grace. You are owing God. You are still messing up that you are not under the law. How come you're under grace? But God told me I wasn't there. If not me, what about the prophetess? God spoke to her. She doesn't even know. This happened a long time ago, which I don't even remember again. That I pointed it to say, oh. And God will come to your, when God loves you and I'm praying for you, he will come to your dreams and tell you that, hey, go and see the prophet with this thing. Because God wants him to solve it. And still you did not do it. That person, did you know that he had a dream? God told him to go and see the prophet with this amount. He saw it. God would have done something about it because as a man going to do it, God wanted you to settle me. But the money was $1,000. It's not easy. But you see, the suffering cannot be compared with $1,000 or $10,000 or $20,000. It cannot. You would have received a lot of things. So you are careful to do it. I'm just using this as an example. Later he recognized that this thing is a burden. I need to do something about it. He came to see Apostle about it. So that we could work something out. So these things are not jokes. Yes, we are not under the law. But you faltered under the law. Thank you, Lord. Apostle, read on for me. The book of Numbers 18. Read on.
Numbers 18, verse 22.
Yes.
Hereafter, the children of Israel shall not come near the tabernacle of meeting, lest they bear sin and die.
So, don't bring your tithe to the tabernacle of meeting. Go and give it to the priest. Otherwise, you'll be sinful and you will die. So, in the church, we know that, okay, that's why people can walk to the church office and then hand over their tithe to the ministers. And they will just connect to the tithe account with it. They are the ones who handle those things. It is not given to anybody. The administration just keep records. Period. They are responsible for it. So nobody sees A or B who pay tithe in the administration. It's not given to them. Because God said that it is for them. But the management of it is managed by the administration for them. Because at all, you cannot give yourself, tokens, right? They will have to help you do it. That's what it is. And we must pay taxes for you because it's a kind of income. It's a kind of salary. Because the church, your income is limitless. That means that there's no limit to your money. Your income that comes to you within a month. Your income is your obedience to the word of the Lord. So your income is limitless, but your salary is there. So we don't have anything in the church as gross income because your income is determined by your activities on the altar and your obedience to the word. Your income is not determined by your salary. I taught a son of mine, I said, this work that they pay you this is small to the income I see God doing for you. So start doing the things that will ensure your income. Don't rely on your salary from the place. That is not your income. It's one of your salaries that is added to your income. But your income is limitless as a child of God. Because our economy is not the economy of Ghana. Our economy is superior to the economy of Ghana. The one who is the head of our economy is Jesus. And angels and priests are ministers in regards to our economies. So they collect the tithe of God and spend it in the church for God's work to be done. And you are assured of your income. So your income is not determined by your salary. Please get this knowledge straight up. As a child of God, if your income is determined by your salary, you will be broke. Because many of you have received your income, your salary, just the end of the month. Many people have received their salaries at the end of the month. Just by fraud, the money is done. It's gone. Please, you have friends, right? Some of them tell you. Have you experienced that before? Just by the first week, after payday, people are broke. are broke. Get this straight right now. That as the word of God has spoken, your income is not determined by your salary. Your salary is determined by the work you do in your workplace. But your income is determined by your faith in the word of the Lord. Adhering to the word of the Lord. Doing the word of the Lord. That's the principle I've worked with. That is why I saw this earlier. And I told you that. For me, if you want to pay me, then you go to God for God to tell you the salary you have to pay me with. So, in order for me not to create confusion in the church, I don't burden you with the expenditure of my life. So, I don't take salary. Let me use my faith as a prophet to determine my income upon the altar of the Lord and the rest of the knowledge that I have received. So, I am not competing with anybody here. Maybe if my income was part of them, after you have paid me, you tell me, so prelate, what, how much do you want? Me too, I know I'm exposed. I'm exposed. I have good taste, you know. Yeah. Oh, I have good taste. If you want me to travel, yes, I can economize on my mother's side. But on my father's side, who sits upon the golden throne? First class is me. For I'm a first class citizen of heaven. Amen. I will not come to the earth and be a pauper. No way. I represent heaven on earth. Didn't you sing it? You believe it? Oh, I've come from heaven, so I have to be the same as on heaven. Amen. Amen. That is why even the food I like best is strange. Why? Because it's food that is complicated. That is why how I behave is complicated. Every time I say, hey, I'm complicated. Yes. Apostle, do you understand me? Sometimes, like that, like this man, I don't understand. But you said this today, like, hey. I said, Apostle, I was talking to you based on my own. You have to understand heavenly language, oh. I mean, you have to understand heavenly language, oh. I'm telling you, when you are walking with me as my armor bearer, remember I told you, I said, open your eyes wide. Watch me carefully. I was telling my couple, I said, you don't know me. He said, but I feel, I said, you don't know me. Period. Hey, this man. So ask the Lord so that you know me well. Because last week I ate this, I like this. This week I don't like it. Did you see the realm of the spirit? I have said more. Drink is so I've been so this year when I was with you. This week drink I don't know so. I said you have to be prophetic. You ask my, I will tell you that hey, don't add this to this one. The following week the thing will change. They will still not know. So I appear. I said, but I told you don't add this. You didn't tell me last week. You said, I said, ah, that word is part. This week we are going with this week work. I said, you are supposed to know. Aren't you a prophet? That's why I say serving me is complicated. You need to be alert, prophetic before. Remember, I've told you that I am like what? Santrophy Anoma. A bed that is called Santrophy. You pick me, you have picked what? Monsieur. You leave me, you leave what? Meat. You leave precious meat. And if I to talk every minute. And now you don't care about it. Whatever it will come, do it. That's how it is. It is meat, it's delicacy. You touch it. You touch it, you have touched something dangerous. You leave it, you have left what? A great meat. Fatu to never. Are you hearing my point? Do you know what it means? It means that you have to go through the fire. Any meat that goes through fire, there's no germs there. What you have to grill it, you have to turn in that barbecue. You have fed them. So they are passing through fire, they don't know. That's their word. I've been saying this word for years, but they don't understand it. It means you have to go through fire to contain me. Sometimes I know that the administration, they don't want me there. I come there with pressure. Like I need something in the ministry, and I've declared it. God says, this one, get it done. I've told the council, I've told the administration, they're not doing it. They say, oh, we'll write requisitions. So we'll write it, sign it, apostle will sign. Still 1 week later, it's not done. And when I'm coming, you want me to come like a man on the earth? I'll come as a heavenly man. So when I'm coming, hey, no, somebody doesn't want to go to heaven. Ha! You are going to drop your family. I will call you. Can you be here now? I want to see you. Just because I want you to come and sit in the computer and then log on and then do something for me. I don't have that spirit of waiting. In terms of the things God has provided for us, I wait on God. I can't wait on material things. I hope you understand. If we have to buy the fund, buy it. No excuses. He said, my papa, the account. No account. Go and buy it. If you are going to the shop, there will be money for you to buy. You don't need to heap up money before you buy anything. Go and buy it. The one who is the supplier is your father. Make the budget. He will put it. You make a budget of faith. God of faith will put the faith budget. You make a budget of fear. The spirit of the world is even with money. They don't fear. They have money. Nobody will put it for you. A budget of it. Say a budget of it. Anytime you want to make the full money before you do something, you will fail. The small seed that is there, take it and go and make the thing happen. It will happen. That's how I operate with my faith. I will get it done. So I move with people of faith. I don't want, when I'm depositing, you come and tell me, Papa, but can we pay? I give a knock, spiritual knock. I will give you a knock, you will spin in that place and fall down. Because you are without faith. When I'm moving with God, there's no movement with men. Ask apostle, we go to negotiate. If you are selling something and appear there to buy, if you are not careful, the price tag that is there, me, I don't respect price tag. I will look into your spirit and determine, the apostle, mention this. Ask it. So anytime, apostle, also for Jonathan, want us, the administration want us to go and negotiate. So if I want you to go and negotiate, I will tell you. I said, listen to your spirit. I will be speaking. You are the apostle who said, I just said, he mentioned 50, but I just said 15. And when I mentioned it, the guy was sitting there, he said, we don't give it. And the normal circumstance, it's even below our cost. But because you are a man of God, I will give it to you. But let the prophet pray for me. Man, you are sorted out, don't worry. That's how we buy. Amen. I said, that's how we do what? We buy. Negotiate yourself. Don't be afraid. They've told you their price. Tell them your price. You are a child of God. The earth belongs to your father. You are with power. Use it to negotiate. That is why, you see, the problem of Ghana as a country is this. Many, many people in this world, they have people called intelligentsias, technocrats. They are trained to negotiate on the behalf of the country. Government may come and go. They are still there. So if the nation becomes so porous, and then we travel on the lines of political expediencies. What happens is that we will politicize everything, including the intelligences. So we are looking for a law. The reason why they are making mistakes is that The minister himself wants to go and negotiate for the loan. You will fail. The intelligences have gone to school with the intelligences of the US people, the intelligences of the UK people, and everywhere. So they know them. They have sat in class with them throughout. But politicians are people who are doing ways and means. They don't even have time to study. The bad big English, that's it. Under it, there's no, you see it. You'll be disappointed. So they put away the intelligences who are trained. And so when they go, the strings attached, they don't understand. They put their crosses, they read, they don't understand. And then the nation is suffering. So in Africa, if we have to copy what they are doing, we copy blindly. Because we don't copy from the foundation. They've established precedent, democracy. But there are people making sure the democracy is working. So a president in the U.S. cannot say, we have voted you out, I can't go. You will go. There are people to ensure you go. Not the president who has been voted, elected, coming. No. There are people, technocrats. They will decide you will go. It's an institution. They don't politicize it. When we are learning, we should learn well. Because a pastor, ministry, will pick you up for 3 weeks course. They ordain you that the cleric cannot bulk home. Blue shirt, and any green shirt, watch it. Then you come and hold microphone. Amen. They may have Sennheiser. Shahuada is coming from. Amen. Also, he is a sister. Then you come and shout, hey, yeah. There are things, deeply foundations you need to know. The ministry must be set on foundations. Otherwise, it will come to a time people will start envying you, they will speak words against you, the ministry will collapse. But the ministry must go through that and stand the test of time. God, when he erects something, he subject the thing to scrutiny. Excessive what? Heat. Criticisms will come. Nothing will happen to it. That is something that is set upon a higher rock. The rock of Gibraltar. That is what it means. Tied to us foundation. And when you are consistent, somebody pay tithe today, he doesn't pay tithe tomorrow, he did tithe today. I forgot. Every day, but you will never forget to eat. You know, when we were growing up, we would sweep my father's room every morning. Now, sometimes we are tired, so we tell our father, we just swept yesterday. He said, yesterday you ate. Today, will you eat? We say yes, then my room must be swept. You must go and sweep my room. Once you are eating every day, you are not forgetting. You must not forget to sweep my room. That's a prophet of. He said, Baba, yesterday we clean here. You clean here. Yesterday you ate. Today you eat. I said today you will not eat, so don't sweep. If you don't eat today, don't sleep. If you don't eat tomorrow, don't sleep. But if you are going to eat and drink water, then you need to sweep and mop the place. And clean the place. That is how to bring up a child. Say, yesterday you said it's okay. Because you are thinking about the energy of the child. When the energy is there, he will fool with it. Let the energy be used to work. There will not be left with any energy to fool. Are you hearing me? Yes. Most of your children who go to secondary school and smoke weed, when they come to that, they don't do anything. So when they come to that, they go for friends, and they start smoking. When they come to that, please, let them still continue to study and give them work to do. And a busy hand doesn't think about those things. An idle mind is exposed to all those things. All those toxics and hazards in the system. There's a plan in place for you. That's how my father brought me up. He said, you ate yesterday, you eat today, so you must sleep, you must wait. So he doesn't give room and tolerate anything about excuses. That I can't do it. There's no language like I can't do it. He said, go, you do it. remember going to school. They will sack everybody and I'll be there. They will ask me, aren't you going? I say, no, I've paid. I've not paid. Because my father taught me that you have paid. Jesus paid everything. In our prayer, he was saying that. So I was declaring it. I paid. And every time I paid, I paid. They will check the list. My name is there. There's no money in front of it. But they say, I have paid. They will check and their eyes will just what? Skip that. I will sit there until my father has the money to come and pay. So the master will come and say, but I came to this house. You told me I paid. I say, yes, but he has paid. He has brought the money to pay. You would think that, oh, next time when I'm sick, I'll check him well. You will check the list. I have paid. I don't go home. And it has shaped my mindset. You ask my brother, he will tell you. There were things we were doing that people said, oh, they are not children. We would do it. We sat down with our mother and said, your business is too slow. We want to expand it. She was laughing. I've done this for years. I said, listen, it is not the years that makes grace. We pray with our father every morning. He's been talking to us. We will expand the business. We have had dreams that the business is expanded. So how do we expand it? He said, we will go and set for machine for you because they were using their hands. My mother was doing yogurt, ice cream, those things. Then we went to school to negotiate. So my brother John was the one who negotiated with the schools. And then I went to look for the machines. We bought them, went to print the design. We registered the designs. And we started printing everything. We created a factory there in the house and started printing it. Now we increased it to 50 and the students were buying. So a day, if we could sell 1,000, okay, and our profit was 1 cedi, we got what? 1,000. So if we could distribute 1,000 school, 1,000 school, 1,000 school, 1,000 school, and that's how come we're making money on daily basis. We expanded the business. And we sat down with her, you'd like ask her, and then we were striking percentage. When we sell this, this is yours, this is ours. It's our innovation. Is it yours? She was happy. She was getting money. We too were getting what? Money. And Prophet John said, I want to do my degree abroad. I want to go to school for 13 years. And we said, okay. So we started the money that we had received, started doing registration, applying school, writing scholarships. So he got half tuition scholarship. In fact, he was the best person who wrote that. But they said, we are no more giving full tuition scholarship. They gave half. He said, we like it. The rest of the dollars we have to pay. We paid it without knowing. Because when you come to, you will not tell we need money. You tell our father we want to sit down with you for business. We are introducing you to business. This business. Say yes, 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 business. We applied for visa. They were not giving me. I tried about 4 or 5 times. They didn't give me UK. I'm not applying again. You will come for me. Now here, my brother applied UK. They didn't give him. When he came back, he was. But I said no. In the vision we had, when you went, did you see all the things we saw in the vision there? He said, no, that one, I didn't see it there. I said, that is not the place. That means God is telling us that's not the place. We never gave up. So let's go to embassy that looks like that. So we're going for embassy. So we got an opportunity. We couldn't go inside to embassy. So we got an opportunity. We applied. He went to write the thing. He came. He had half teaching scholarship. We needed to raise the half. I said, okay, so let's go there and get all the documents. Because we are going with this, they will allow us. When we went to Canadian embassy, everything that was there looks like the vision. We said, we had a visa. Period. And the school said, we want you to pay half of the rest of the tuition and the accommodation. That's why he's coming. We paid it. We paid. Miracles started happening. And then he left. When he went for the visa, he was late. His medical visit was late, but not. You see, God, you, the people of this world can say you are late, but you will be on time. He was late, but he was on time. According to the schedule of the. So when we went to submit everything, they said, are you sure, like, was the school is going to start just next week? He said, yes. The medicals will take 14 days. I said, don't worry. We came home. We decree the medical report, it is coming. We tracked it from France, it was coming. He went to UK, to Ghana. It spent about 9 days instead of 14 or 15 days. Then we added it, went to the embassy, he qualified for everything. They said the visa too will take 14 days. So if you can tell the school so that we risk it, I said, no way, you are going September day today. In September, even if it is October 20th, you are going. It's supposed to be September 5th or so. September, first week of September, we said you are going in October. When the visa went, they spent only 5 days, the visa came back. Everybody that was there going to school, they gave him 2 years. He gave Prophet John 4 years. 4 years. Those days, and he left. I think this is 2006 or so. And he left. Went to school. He was going to school for 30 years. Genetics. Abrafuni, they almost have born. When they started the class, they were somewhere like maybe hundreds. First year, second year, third year, fourth year, they became like 15. Go, because it's the brain work. When they fifth year, they became like 10. And he was in it. Best three, best two, best one. He was there. Then when they became like 5, she was among the 5. So when he was resigning from the school because of the call, the professors were begging him, you are our best, don't go. He says, no. But when he's studying their books, it becomes the Bible. When he's writing the thesis, you will see John chapter 5, verse 17 inside. So they ask him, John, what is wrong with you? They would touch their forehead and say, Kwame Nkrumah head. So there's Kwame Nkrumah is, a beast of Kwame Nkrumah forehead. He will be writing exams and it's like somebody is whispering to him, he's writing. Then he resigned. And he did his master's, did another master's, and went to do divinity master's, divinity degree, divinity master's, and then he started defending himself. He doesn't want to be called book doctor and all those things. He looks very, very small for that. But mind you, it is not about the body. Is what is inside. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we want to read the Bible, you would think that it's like the Bible is recorded in his mind. Right? He used to ask me, how do you know the Bible like that? I told him, don't worry. You come and see it. There's a place you visit. They take you, sit on your throne there. The Bible is inside of you. It's fixed inside of you. When you eat that little book, my God, shut that back at time. I said, when you eat that little book, so all the fasting, prayer, giving and all that is to be able to eat the little book. The mindset is open. It's no longer the intellectual capacity of this world. It's a divine knowledge of God. I bless somebody with knowledge and understanding. Thank you, Jesus. Do you believe? Then shout, I believe. Apostle, let's go. Let me show you more in the book of Numbers 18:26. The book of Numbers 18:26. Let me show you more there.
Speak thus to the Levites and say to them,
yes.
When you take from the children of Israel the tithe which I have given you from them as your inheritance,
yes.
Then you shall offer up a heave offering of it to the Lord.
So the heave offering is the tenth of their tithe. So all of the people of God will bring their tithe to the Levites. They will also calculate and separate tenth of all the tithes they've received and go and give it to the priest. Read it.
When you take from the children of Israel the tithes which I have given you from them as your inheritance, then you shall offer up a heave offering of it to the Lord, a tenth of the tithe.
A tenth of that. So the heave offering. So if ministers of God receive as income, what they do is that they must pray as a heave offering. A heave offering is the one you stand before God and wave it before the Lord. So the Lord accepts. That's how we do to master tithe or tithe of tithe. So if you are connected to a man of God, you have sons who are men of God and they pay their tithe to you, that means he's a master of it. When you do that, they will be blessed. It's also true in the spirit. This one is not just the law. It's also true in the spirit. I know this by the spirit, not because I'm reading. So when I teach you how to observe, how to handle your tithe, do it. You receive blessing. Now let's go ahead. This is the law, but let's go ahead.
And your heave offering shall be reckoned to you as though it were the grain of the threshing floor and as the fullness of the winepress.
So, if the pastor who is taking your tithe and is doing that, does that, he says it is as though the pastor is doing that for the whole threshing floor and the barn. That is why if a pastor is not in the business of paying tithe, he doesn't have the business of collecting it. You that you are paying to will be broke. So I don't believe. Don't dare, because it will not profit you. He doesn't. He doesn't lift anything to God. He just collects and just stop. He doesn't recognize nothing. He has no knowledge. Without the knowledge, the grace doesn't work. Grace multiplies with the knowledge of Jesus Christ and the Father. Jesus is not past. The Father is not past. So it is like that. And Jesus is the Father. And Jesus is the Son. And He's the same Holy Ghost. I will prove it to you in the book of John. You want me to prove to you? When I'm done with the Lord today, that's it. You apostle, let me finish that. I will prove that to you later on. Today, now, right now, I'll prove it. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse number 5 and 6. Now, please, I'm just showing you all the law, under the law, what was commanded tight under the Levites. The book of Deuteronomy, dethrone all your enemies in the name of Jesus. When you read the book of Deuteronomy, all your enemies will have to be dethroned. Amen. So if you want your enemies to be dethroned, just read the book of Deuteronomy. Just to encourage you to read. Amen. You might finish reading and your enemies are still there. But when you finish reading, your enemies will be dethroned. Yes. The first is the same as the last declaration. Amen. I wish you understand it. Let's go ahead.
But you shall seek the place where the Lord your God chooses.
You shall seek, if any one of you want to pay tithe in under the law, they shall seek the place where the Lord has chosen, the place where God has chosen. To do what?
Out of all your tribes, to put His name for His dwelling place.
To put His name. So out of all the tribes, God chooses places to put His name. So in the dispensation of the Lord, He has chosen the Levites as a tribe to put His name on them. So the Levites, when they stood for God, that is where they send their tithe. Now let's read it. So all the ones they've been making noise around radio, TV is baseless. When you understand the principle of it, you know that they don't have understanding. Because He said, call me the Levites to come physically, I'll pay my tithe to them. We are under the grace. Where has God chosen the fivefold ministry to put His name? So you are not current at all. You are not. You are old fashioned. Now, let's go ahead. You died with the old covenant. The new covenant is by Jesus. It's not by Aaron. So the principles are different. The principle, the name of the principle may be the same, but the details are different. Let's go ahead.
But you shall seek the place where the Lord your God chooses out of all your tribes to put His name for His dwelling place, and there you shall go.
And do what?
There you shall take your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, the heave offerings of your hand, your vowed offerings, your freewill offerings, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks. And there you shall eat before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice in all to which you have put your hand, you and your households, in which the Lord your God has blessed you.
That is when you shall experience proper blessing. So we don't pay tithe anywhere. We pay it where God has chosen to put His name. Has God called the one you are paying your tithe? If God has called him, He will know it. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Under the dispensation of the law, that is how God told them to determine where He has put His name so that they can go with their tithe. So people are disputing that. Unless you bring the Levite, I'm not paying tithe. Listen. Nobody is forcing you. Amen. When you start having struggles in your life, you know it. Now, some of these people who talk like that, sometimes they are the people who are called celebrities and all that in our society. I advise them. I have celebrities here too. We have people who are very popular here. Yes. We have even trainers of the celebrities. Some of them are here. We have people who are training them. They are sitting in the room. They are the ones swishing media. We have the media bosses here. This man is the media boss. When he takes you anywhere, you see the people saluting him. Anywhere in any media shop, you see any media company, you see them. He is able to take you there, make a phone call, and that's it. Now, but sometimes the people at the forefront are the ones who make such a comment. Oh, bring the dish, I will not pay. But look at their lives before they die. It is sad. Because they forget the comment they made against the potent God and His word. When people are hailing you, it is easy for you to just make such statements. Because you think people are following you. Wait until you are 55. 45 to 55. When you are not acting again, you will see Obama in this country. Look at them. Me, I pray for them all the time because I pity them. Many of them. It's only few that were exposed early that were able to do something. Even them. It's little things. What the people we call our celebrities in this country, sometimes they die in a miserable way. Their time is not up to some sickness, stroke, some basa issues. Please, you have seen it. They need prayers so that they don't make such statements. When God is blessing you, have set up a bank. Don't be foolish. Don't make such statements against God and His institutions. The prophets will keep quiet outside, and inside they will not keep quiet. They will be speaking. I've told you the attitude of men of God. When you speak against them in public and they are quiet, inside they are not quiet. When they know your name is on the altar there. So very soon things start to happen to your... You don't understand. That's what happens. They are not quiet. So you just and go. If you want to leave their church, just leave quietly, go. But if you leave quietly and you go, sometimes you leave with even a seed. Put on the altar, pray, God, I want to exit this ministry. I'm no longer comfortable here, I'm going. When they stand on the pulpit and curse you because you have left, there is danger for them. You see, their ministry will start going down. Their graces will start being confused. Everything will start happening. Because they curse you, are Abraham's seed, you are blessed. You are not supposed to be cursed by anybody. Am I talking to people here? I'm about to end. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Nehemiah chapter 10 verse 35. And I'm giving you this scripture. When you go home, read it. The book of 2 Chronicles chapter 31 verse 4 to 5. Nehemiah chapter 10 verse 35 to 37. And then 10:13. Go there quickly for me. I just wanted one of the prophets.
Nehemiah 10 for verse 35.
Yes, sir.
And we made ordinances to bring the first fruits of our ground and the first
fruits. And we made ordinances to bring the first fruits of our grounds and what?
And the first fruits of all fruits of all trees year by year to the house of the Lord. Yes. To bring the firstborn of our sons and our cattle.
Yes.
As it is written in the law. And the firstborn of our herds and our flocks to the house of our God. To the priests who minister in the house of our God. To bring the first fruits of our dough. Our offerings, the fruit from all kinds of trees, the new wine and oil, to the priests, to the storerooms of the house of our God, and to bring the tithes of our land to the Levites, for the Levites will receive the tithes in all our farming communities. Amen.
Up to the 37. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Read on. 38, 39. Let's go.
And the priest, the descendant of Aaron, shall be with the Levites when the Levites receive tithes. The Levites shall bring up a tenth of the tithe to the house of our God, to the rooms of the storehouse. For the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring...
So the Levites will gather the tenth and give it to the house of their God, where the high priest and his two sons dwell. That is what it is. So if your father gets a tithe from you directly, it means that you are a priest and he wants to recognize that. Otherwise, many individuals have come and say, we want to pay tithes. I say, no, you have to pay it for the priesthood in the ministry first. I don't have to receive it directly, no. Unless by command. from the Lord. Many, many people ask Apostle, I want to come and pay your tithe. I said, where do they church? He said this. I said, let them go and pay to the ministry there. But that's where they church. That's where they get their nourishment from. That's where they get their food and feeding from. I've shown you a scripture that suggests that. Don't come and give it to me because you think I'm a powerful prophet. No. God is a powerful God. We don't break principles. We don't break ranks in the realms of the spirit. Go and give it there. And unless you say, I'm now coming to serve God under you. Okay, then you can give it to the church. There is a basket at the back. And I've already told them, if you want people to pay tithe, create the conducive atmosphere for them. And I give commands. If you listen, you are blessing to the prophets. The day you listen is the day that, and do, that is the day that word begins to manifest. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's go ahead, Apostle.
Verse 39.
Yes, sir.
For the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the offering of the grain, of the new wine and the oil, to the storerooms where the articles of the sanctuary are, where the priests who minister and the gatekeepers and the singers are, and we will not neglect the house of our God.
So Amen. The singers were taken care of. They were selected from the priest. They were selected from the Levite family. They were singers. Some of them were selected from Judah, the Judahites, and on the priests. They were there. Now, let's read the final one, 13 and 10. 13 verse 10. The same book, 13 and 10. The same book, 13 and 10.
I also realized that the portions for the Levites had not been given them. For each of the Levites and the singers who did the work had gone back to his field.
So you see, they went, because they were not taken care of, they went back to the field. And that, you see, this one is, Nehemiah is a restoration or restorative prophet. He came to restore, he and Ezra. Ezra came to restore the ordinances of the law, and prosperity began in the city. Because they denied, remember when I was prophesying that this country will go into post-Christian era, where they will be insulting men of God anyhow, they will be doing things against men of God, and the country will go into hardship. Do you remember? This prophecy is about 5 years ago. Do you remember? On radio, Sunny FM, I said it. Put me on record. What do you see today? People are telling me that today there's so much hardship. And I told them yesterday, I said, you have not seen the hardship yet. What I saw, as per what I saw, we are now going into. This is the road to that place. But you, if you're operating by the economy of God, no, sir, because you have honored the Lord, you have honored the priest, no such things will come upon you except you believe with the people who did that. You think you can just open your mouth and insult men of God anytime you like? God himself who sent them will react. If they are not good, they are not good unto the master who sent them. If they are good, they are good to the master who sent them. Who are you to judge another man's servant? That's what the Bible has said. The Bible says to God, God is their master. To God they rise or they fall. It's none of your business. Pray for them. Because this heavenly grace is living in eating vessels. Also in the body. And the body can mess up anytime. Pray for them. So that their garments are not taken from them. And you will suffer the consequences. If you are with a prophet, a pastor, you don't pray for them. And something happens to them and their garment is taken away. They will pray for you 1,000 years. Nothing happens. So when you pray for them, they keep themselves intact. He who God has sent preaches the word of God and the wicked one touches him. They say he keepeth himself and the wicked one touches him. So as Nehemiah is saying that, I also ask a priest, a prophet, realize that the portions for the Levites had not been given them. For each of the Levites and the singers who did the work of the Lord had gone back to their field. They were going to work also in the world to provide food for their family. When it happens like that, nobody is interceding for you. Don't expect blessing. That is the ripple effect. Apostle, read on.
So I contended with the rulers and said, yes. Why is the house of God forsaken?
Why is the house of God forsaken?
And I gathered them together and set them
so in the administration. Every church that establishes administration, when the man of God was sent originally to establish that ministry, is there. The administration is ruling. But when the man leaves, they start making strict laws against the pastors, the clergy. And then the administrations and the elders become the bosses. Then they treat the pastors and singers and people anyhow. Then they begin to be carnal. Because now they are not directed. You see, they elect the apostle or the prophet or the overseer. So election in the church will bring what? Politics. Confusion. Backbite. Gossip. So everything cannot practice outside is practiced in the church. God's house, which was supposed to be done by the Spirit of God. So they become carnal. That's what is happening. They neglect them. Their tithe is given, but they will not give to the church. I've gone to places to do seminars for pastors. They're content with me. No. Because all the tithe that comes is the Lord, you can't give to these pastors. Fear. The pastors are wealthy, but they are poor and broke. When we go to some places, when we go to some places, the apostle and the team, they appreciate me. They appreciate me a lot. Am I lying? They appreciate me a lot. Because sometimes the jacket you see a pastor wear, jacket, you know, is an insane, a brown insane. It's a person, also a cheap jacket, you know, and the vanishes, and so. Those are the people when they are moving, they are going like this. The air comes into the jacket and lift them up. So they are walking and they are pulling themselves up because the air is also pulling them up. Their shoulder part, when you see their shoulder part, it's like foams and they put it there. So when you see them, they are like this, my tithing. Money pack up. Mayweather. And they are pastors. Such a pastor, will you allow him to lay hands on you? Because it's a transfer of the anointing of a bag jacket. When we buy a car for the pastor, if the pastor who is the banner of the ministry is not blessed, forget about it. The more we pamper the priest of the house, the more the people are pampered by God. As for me, there's a decision I've made. And within this season you are in, you will see the decision. I said you will see the decision. As the clergy, I always tell them that my joy is to see you prosperous. I want you people to do things before I do them. But since you are not doing them, I want to do it and show you. Because I showed them the way already. So move. I say what? Move. You are the standard. That is what is in the Word of God. Don't neglect the weightier matters of the Word of God. So, Nehemiah was correcting errors in the church at the time, and it was corrected. And he says, I gathered them together and set them in their place. Then all Judah brought the tithes of the grain and the new wine and the oil to the storehouse. Judah was very obedient. And I pointed as treasures over the storehouse. Shelemiah. Over the storehouse, the priest and Zadok, the scribe. So priests were appointed to oversee the treasures of the tithes and first fruits, so they can distribute to everybody to get a portion who work in the house of God. We have security. Once you are sleeping, they must be the one to be here to guard the place so that unscrupulous people will not come to the compound and fool. So the security is paid. It's a private security. Anytime we have a program, you see, they come here plenty. Have you seen it? Six of them will come guard the cars. Because in the past, the motor people was messed up. So we guard the cars now. We bring police here. Because the saints of God have met. So people are angry at this area. Why is it that these people are, you know? And here we are. Master. The messenger was there. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I truly want you to understand the way of the Lord. This is tight under the law. Even that one, look at what they did. The grace is supposed to be better. Million times the law. So we are not supposed to be talking about those things at all. Now let me show you what I was talking about the Holy Ghost. And John chapter 16, let's go there. What I'm telling you about Jesus is the Father and is the Holy Spirit. John chapter 16. Please be careful to read it. Verse 1, start from the verse 1. After this, you clap your hands and appreciate Jesus' his knowledge. Let's go.
These things are spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble.
Yes.
They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God service.
Yes.
And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me.
No, listen, no. He started, the Father nor me. Okay, Apostle, go ahead.
But these things I have told you, that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go away to him who sent me. And none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. A little while, and you will not see me. And again, a little while.
No, it's okay. Go to 14. Please, you understand that you are talking about Father and me. Father and me. Let's go to the book of John 14 from the verse 7. Please, pay attention. Pay attention. He says, the Father and me. Father and me. Then he will say, I will not send the Spirit of truth. And we say, Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the Word. The Spirit of truth. Like, please, you understand? Using me, Father, Father, Spirit interchangeably. But hear this one.
John 14, verse 7.
Yes.
If you had known me, you would have known my Father also.
Okay.
And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority. But the Father who dwells in me does the works.
So the Father dwells where?
In Jesus.
And he was where? Jesus was where? On the earth at the time. With who? With the Father. He was on earth. And the Father was in him. Okay, let's go ahead. Who was him that came unto him?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit, when he was baptized, the Holy Ghost came upon him. So who? Jesus said he is who? The Father dwells in him. He didn't say the Father is like I exaggerated. He said the Father dwells in me. From to he got angry and said, from today, you have seen him. You see me, you've seen the Father. Now, you people will be going to look for the Father. They will not see him, because he will be standing there with them. Let's go ahead. Let's read on.
Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do will he do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
You said if you ask anything, you ask my Father anything, he will do it because in my name you do it. Then he says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Like this is in red. He was talking about Father, me, in me, with me. When I go, the first I said, when I go, I will send him. That means when he goes and sits, then his spirit will come out of him and come. So you no longer see his personality body, but you see his spirit as him. And when you touch his spirit, you have touched him. It's like when you are sleeping and your spirit goes around. When somebody hits your spirit with something, you wake up physically and the thing is happening to you. That's how the principle of God is. Now you understand it. Clap your hands and appreciate Jesus. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to speak in other tongues. Open your mouth and begin to speak in tongues.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 2676 7655, +233 2676 7655, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com, info@godswordforus.com.